Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome again. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen to the show, and you can also be on the air. If you just press 1 and let the host know that you're interested in talking on the air, I will put you on the air to talk. Again, 818-301-5834 is the number. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Let's see. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. Now, today's word of the day is incumbent. Incumbent. An incumbent is a noun, and it means the holder of an office or ecclesiastical benefice. Okay? Another meaning is one that occupies a particular position or place. All right, so incumbent means the holder of an office, the one that occupies a particular position or place. You hear that a lot in politics. They say, he's the incumbent. You know, he's the incumbent. The incumbent means that he is right now the holder of the office. All right. So that's a great word. If you guys want to stick that in your vocabulary and use it whenever you feel like that works for me. But now you have it. All right. Hey, and I see other people joining the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Today's weather right now is 54 degrees in the ATL. Hang on, let me update this before I get that out. Okay, it's 54 degrees right now in the ATL. It's sunny. Tonight is going to be a low of 29. Tomorrow, high of 56, low 27. On Saturday, we got sunshine, a high of 39 on Saturday, a low of 19. And then on Valentine's Day, on Sunday, we have a high of 43, low of 30, but it's going to be sunny. Bright sunshine on Saturday and Sunday all weekend. So sunny and cold all weekend, but again, it's sunny. So look at the bright side of it. Without the cold, it's going to be plenty of sunshine. All right. So again, thanks guys for tuning in. Welcome. Before I get into the show, I want to say something that I found out. I did some more research, or there was someone who did some research and told me about it, and I went back and looked at it as well. I did a show about a week ago, I guess, about left-handed people being considered for disability. Well, that's not totally true, okay? Now, left-handed people are in a fight to get disability. They are trying to get that law passed, but it's not a done deal, okay? They've been working on it for years, and they're still working on it, all right? So that is not true about the law has been passed, because it has not, okay? And I wanted to let you guys know from the article that I was reading, they just put that out there. And again, like I said, it is in the works. They are trying to get that. They've been doing that for years. They've been trying to get that done for years, but it's not a law. Okay, it is not a law. So you guys out there who listened to the show and ran out and said, I got to get my application in to see if I can get disability. Well, you can do that, but until the law's passed, you will not be able to receive disability. Okay? So, sorry about that, guys. I need to do more diligence. I need to be more diligent on my end of some of this research and make sure that I'm bringing you guys great information. Okay? Don't kill me for it. Don't send me 100 emails and telling me this and that. But just hang on. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, Bill Cosby. I mean, what's going to happen with Bill Cosby? I have no idea. A friend of mine said that, you know, he's being prosecuted on a criminal charge now. And, you know, if found guilty, I guess he could go to jail, right? But, I mean, how old is Bill Cosby? He got to be close to 80 years old, right? I mean, the man had paid off some of these women, paid his civil penalties or whatever, and let him move on. I don't think he's going to be doing that again anytime soon. So why put him in jail? the legal system sometimes is a tough, you know, thing to grab a hold of. I mean, you're gonna try to put Bill Cosby in jail for this, and you know, as old as he is, I think that, you know, sometimes people try to break people. He's got a lot of money. So, you know, he's paid his dues. He's given these women money. He paid his little civil fines or whatever. He's giving these women money, this and that. Let the man move on. Leave him alone. Let Bill Cosby go. Let him go about his way. All right? And that's all I have to say about that. And so let's get on with the show. Today's title is Valentine's Day just for women? Now, Valentine's Day is coming up, guys and girls. And we're looking at, you know, Sunday, right? It's going to be on a Sunday this year. And I don't know about you, but I've always said that Valentine's Day is, you know, really kind of a mush. It's a mushy type day. But I believe that men should be treated just as well as women. Okay, you talk about breakfast in bed go out and to the movies later, and then you'll take me to dinner after that. I want card. I want flowers. I want roses. I want this and that. Or get me a bracelet, get me a necklace or something. We're always having to spend money on women on this day. So, guys, this is what I'm going to say. And you ladies probably going to, you know, try to hit me over the head for this or whatever. But, guys, pull back a little bit on this year's Valentine. Don't spend so much money on Valentine's Day. I believe that birthdays, Christmas, anniversaries, things like that are more important than Valentine's Day. Now, I'm not diminishing Valentine's Day, but I just don't feel like it's all that. Okay? And now, so I found an article from WTHR.com. It's this NBC affiliate from Indiana. All right? It said Valentine's Day is not for women only. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Now, this is from the National Confectioners Association. Confectioners. I guess that means some kind of romantic type stuff. All right? Now, they did a survey. And, you know, it says if figuring out what women want this Valentine's Day is tough, figuring out what men want may be even tougher. After all, contrary to popular belief, Valentine's Day is not only about the ladies. Listen to that now. Valentine's Day is not only about the ladies. A nationwide study conducted by the National Confectioners Association in 2005 revealed what's on the minds of men and women during the annual celebration of love and romance. Knowing exactly what men and women want could help some couples find sweet success this Valentine's Day. And these are some things that they found. Now, for me, you know, I'm going to say this, that, you know, if, you know, men treat women good throughout the year, what's the difference when it comes to Valentine's Day? You step up your game a little bit. You spend money. Well, I'm not doing that this year. You know, I'll get flowers in the card or whatever, and I got two girls. So I'll do a little something for them. But, you know, I've been one that, like last year, I did a lot for the girls. So I'm pulling back the reins a little bit this year for the girls. I think they'll still be okay with it, okay, because I take care of them year-round. And so, but what are they going to do for me? All right. Now, this article says a penchant for pralines, when asked to select the sexiest Valentine's Day candy, men were more likely than women, 25% versus 23%, to select specialty candies such as truffles, pralines, and caramels. Men were also more likely to select dark chocolate, whereas women felt milk chocolate was the sexiest candy to give a spouse or a significant other. Here's a tip, women. Women consider exploring more sophisticated gift ideas for your spouse or a significant other this Valentine's Day. Just because your man is a sports junkie doesn't mean he doesn't appreciate the finer things in life. Listen to that, ladies. Get to it. And it says, procrastinate later. It's no secret that most men wait until the last minute to purchase gifts, especially on Valentine's Day when leftover roses sell at reduced prices. Surprisingly, more men than women, 8% versus 6%, selected the evening before Valentine's Day as the ideal time to present a loved one with candy. Now, let's look at this. That's exactly what I do. I don't go out. I'm not going out tomorrow and get flowers and candy. I may get up on Sunday morning and go out to the store and get some flowers in the car. That's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is not Friday. It's not Saturday. It's Sunday. So why buy some damn roses on Saturday, on Friday, or whatever, or the day, when Valentine's Day is not till Sunday? Then once you buy a dozen roses, okay? You buy a dozen roses. And then get this, at this time of the year, they all push up the prices on roses, on candy. These florists and stuff, they don't have enough roses for Valentine's Day. And you talk about, if you go online right now and look up and try to find somebody to deliver some roses to your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, whatever you want to call her. I guarantee you, $80 to $100 for a dozen roses to be delivered to your girl. That's crazy. So then you're talking about taking $100 for roses. Then you got to go out and buy a few dollars in cards. Then let's say you're going to take her out to eat at a nice restaurant. And one thing about these restaurants now, you can't get in there. Everybody's got reservations. So unless you've already made reservations, hey, in Atlanta, you're probably not going to get in. But if you have, and if you do, you're probably going to spend, just for you and her, you're probably going to spend another $100 on dinner. So now you spent $200 on your wife or your significant other or whatever. I'm not saying, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that she's not worth it. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, is Valentine's Day worth spending $200 on her? I believe that you can find a dozen roses for three times less money than spending $100 to have them delivered. Now, I know you women out there want to say, my man sent me some flowers to the office. Yours didn't. Whatever. Okay? That'll cut the price down significantly. Buy a dozen roses. Say spend $20 on a dozen roses. They look just as good as those that were delivered to her by a 1-800 flowers or whatever. And then sometimes, you know, these flower companies, these bastards don't even get the flowers there in time. You may end up ordering flowers, wanting them to be delivered, you know, well, since it's Sunday, I don't know if they're going to deliver on Sunday. So you want them delivered on Saturday. So they got all these people bunched in on Saturday trying to get all these deliveries done and can't get them done. Now they're not working on Sunday, so now you paid $100 and your girl doesn't even have the flowers by Sunday, by Valentine's Day. That's crazy. Now she's going to be looking at you crazy. Well, baby, I ordered them, babe. I don't know why they didn't deliver them. Damn it. Just go to the store and get you a dozen roses if that's what you want to do. Deliver them yourself. Okay? And you got your $100, but you've only spent $20. I'm not being cheap, guys. I'm just being honest. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Okay. Now, as far as the candy goes, if you've ever bought your wife or your significant other a box of candy, you know that half of the box is thrown away. Half of the box doesn't get eaten. I know they say, it's the thought that counts, Frank. Well, you're right. But still, when the men thinking about it, we thinking about, damn, I just spent $40 on that box of candy, half of it going in the garbage. Why did I do that? I'm just saying. And then what did she give you? What did your wife, your significant other, what did she give you? She didn't give you a box of candy. She didn't give you any flowers. She didn't have any flowers sent to your job. She didn't take you out to dinner. Women think that this day is only for them when it's not. They should take care of their man too. Now, the tip on procrastination is the most interesting and romantic gifts are often the ones that involve the most thought and planning. Exchange gifts the day before Valentine's. Couples more time to share them together. Go out to eat the day before Valentine's. Go out to eat on Saturday. You have far less traffic. You'll be able to get into the restaurant and eat. I don't think she'd mind that. The next one is an intimate setting. Both men and women desire a romantic, private setting for their special Valentine's Day. According to the survey, nearly 40% of respondents rated in front of the fireplace as the most popular place to share candy. Damn if that's so. For women, the second best place to savor sweets was after a nice dinner. Not surprisingly, men preferred enjoying the treat in bed. Okay? Tip from that is, in front of a fire or in bed, a romantic location is always preferred to present a sweet treat to your Valentine. Pick a place that commemorates a special memory, moment, or occasion in your relationship. Okay? Now, the next one is breakfast in bed. Both men and women, 32%, felt that waking up with a sexy sweet is the best way to start Valentine's Day. Here's the tip. Nothing beats starting Valentine's Day by being intimate and impromptu. Surprise your loved one with their favorite sweets before or after breakfast in bed. Okay? Breakfast in bed. The next one is too sweet for send-offs. Only 1% of respondents selected right before breaking up as the ideal time to present Valentine's Day candy. However, of all the respondents, men were twice as likely than women to select candy as a parting gift. All right, a tip. Unless you're looking to sweeten the blow, don't waste your good candy on a bad breakup. Okay, so while men and women may have specific preferences, the results of the National Confectioners Association survey show that candy has a place in everyone's heart on Valentine's Day. So that means, ladies, get your man some type of candy. Don't get him a box of candy. Get him just a little something, not a lot of candy. Just get him a little something sweet that he'd enjoy. Maybe 4 or 5 good strawberries dipped in chocolate. Something like that. I think he'd like that. And then it says, everyone appreciates classic Valentine's Day gifts. Candy is a romantic classic and can be very personal, reflecting the individual taste of the person you love. Now, the National Confectioners Association survey reveals some interesting insights into what men and women want this Valentine's Day. And it says that truffles, candies, and confections, chocolate lovers, cookbook for dummies, and all about chocolate. Chocolate is a clear favorite that everyone, from couples to companions, can enjoy. While some people might celebrate Valentine's Day in an intimate setting, others might consider hosting a chocolate tasting or a chocolate and wine pairing party to experience a range of tastes, textures, and aromas. Okay, now that's a great idea as well. Maybe, you know, some of you guys, and this is a great idea, I think, is that some of you guys can get together, couples that, you know each other well, y'all can get together at someone's house, have some chocolate. Okay, there's different ways, I guess, to, you know, some people have got, you know, some of these weddings you have these chocolate fountains, you know, chocolate just flowing endlessly. And you can have a chocolate fountain and then you can have a bunch of fruit all around the fountain. And then invite a couple of your friends who are couples over to the house and you guys start to, you know, have a little snack and then do some fruit and dip them in the chocolate at the same time. That's a great way, I think, to do a have a little quick Valentine's Day party with your friends. That's a great idea. All right. So, again, I'm just about out of time, guys, but thank you for your time today. And again, I apologize for my days off, but I'm back. Good to go. To now, today was the only day that we were doing a 6 o'clock show. Tomorrow's show will be 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Okay, 10:30 a.m. tomorrow is going to be our show. So don't forget that, guys, and look out for your show notes that come And take care of yourselves. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow, 10:30 a.m.
Somebody's been someone told you that I've been hanging up, cheating at night. Somebody, if anybody, should get that story right. Tell them they need to go get a life. 'Cause I don't need someone checking up on me, watching my every move and sight. And you don't need those kind of worries to be messing your mind. Girl, you know that I'm not that kind of guy, and you need to just ask yourself why. Would I waste my time to commit such a crime? Do the best thing I have in my life.
Someone's trying to come between me and you. Can't you see what they're trying to do? They can't stand to see something so right.
No,
seem to be both so satisfied. Someone's trying to.
That the love we have is much stronger than